We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake. Yummy, yummy, yummy. You're my sweetie pie.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Paige get revenge on her man Caleb, say aye.
Aye!
Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I could be better.
Okay, yeah, we heard there is a situation with your hubby.
Yeah, he's a total a-hole.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, I'm in defense of my family right now because he was really rude to my sister. And yeah, I'm going to need some revenge on him for this.
Okay, be honest here because I have a little sister. Was it your sister's fault?
No, okay. Not at all. I mean, you guys can tell me, but I mean, I feel like this is pretty crappy. So my sister just got a new place and she's really excited about it. It's a nice place. It's not anything crazy. It's not newly renovated or anything like that, but it's a humble place.
Humble place.
Humble.
We got that.
You
okay.
Shady queen.
Okay. So it's 400 square feet. We got you.
In comparison, my husband comes from money, okay? And
excuse us, girl.
He's a bit of a snob. And
does he have a brawler?
No, actually. You don't want to deal with it. He's such a snob, and ooh. I make fun of him for it all the time, just to keep him in check or whatever, but okay. He doesn't care. He thinks he's like Scott Disick or something. I don't know.
My hero. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Great.
Yeah. So he got drunk one night and decided to do some online shopping, and he sent a bunch of cheap furniture to my sister.
Wait, he sent cheap furniture to your sister as a joke, or...?
He sent her the furniture, and then he gave her a note with the furniture, and the note said, here's some cheap furniture to go with your cheap place.
Whoa.
That's rude.
That is expensive,
yeah,
Shane.
Like I said, very, very rude, right? And then at the end of the note, he put ha, 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 as if that's going to make it any better.
That's so mean.
Yeah. So rude.
Hey, but did your sister keep the furniture, though?
Well, she obviously was super mad, and I totally get that. But
yeah.
Now it's awkward because she actually could use the furniture for her new house.
Oh!
Because of how rude the principle of the matter.
Right. I totally get why she doesn't want to keep it. That sucks.
Yeah. I think that my husband is a total a-hole for what he did, and I want to get revenge on him. And especially he's saying that it's all a joke, and he was sending a housewarming gift. I'm no, that's not what this is. You need to, take responsibility for being a total
Absolutely. No, it would have been a perfectly fine housewarming gift if he didn't write a super rude note.
Yeah, I mean, he was drunk and being just his Scott Disick self. Is what
oh
I like to call
gosh.
Him.
Gosh.
He acts like that.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I wish I could afford that kind of shade. Wow.
Really?
He just bought somebody furniture to throw shade at them. Wow.
Yeah.
So is your sister pissed at you? She's holding you accountable as well?
I mean, she's offended, but she's not mad at me because I'm just as mad about it as she is.
Right.
That's why I wanted to get you guys on board because, I want to do something to get him back. This is just so rude, and I just never want him to do something like this again.
All right. How many seconds are we going to give Paige?
122.
122 seconds to convince and coax your husband, Caleb, into baby talking to you, obviously, to embarrass him back live on the radio as he has embarrassed primarily your sister and yourself. Are you down with this, Paige?
Yeah.
Do you and Caleb baby talk in the relationship at all?
Yeah. It's more a sexy baby talk.
Hello. Okay.
He does it very few and far between. It's going to be tough, but I think I can get him to cave.
Okay.
We believe in you. All right. You got a plan.
All right. Up next, we got a cupcake call. The Morning Mess is back with this cupcake call. We spoke to Paige. She needs some revenge on her hubby. With these cupcake calls, we get a lot where the man has been drinking too much.
Yep.
And her man, Caleb, drank a little bit too much. Really rude to your sister, Paige, who's on the line right now. He got a little too drunk one night and decided to start shopping while he was drunk online.
Yep.
And what did he purchase for your sister?
He comes from money, and he bought her some cheap furniture and made fun of her, basically, and sent her a note and said, here's some cheap furniture for your new cheap house, because she just moved into a cheap house. Well, in his mind, yeah.
Rude.
But it's a nice house, and I just felt like that was really, really rude, and it offended her, and I want to get him back.
As you should. It was super rude.
It was unbelievable to the level that he went to throw shade at your sister. But I completely understand that you had also told us that at the same time, your sister kind of needs to keep the furniture because...
yeah, right?
Yeah, like, she can use the furniture, but like, the way that he did it, it was just so rude.
Right.
Absolutely.
Salt on the wound every time she comes home. I'm like, ugh, this couch is so comfortable, but damn it.
Yeah, I honestly don't think she'll even keep it because of what he did. But
okay.
At the very least, I want to get revenge on him because he's a dick.
Carla, how many seconds we're giving her?
122.
We're going to give you 122 seconds, Mrs. Paige, to convince and coax your husband, Caleb, into baby talking to you live on the radio. We hear that panties be dropping every time he does the baby talking. It's a little bedroom talk you guys do?
Girl.
Oh, she's bashful. I get it.
All right, let's get sexy with it with this cupcake call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe, what's up?
Guess what today is?
Oh, God. Did I forget something?
Yeah, you did forget something.
What did I forget?
Are you serious right now?
Is it an anniversary or something?
It's my half birthday, Dave.
Your half birthday?
Yeah.
I'm very, very sorry for getting that one.
Yeah, I tell you about this every year, so that kind of sucks.
I know, my bad. I'll make it up to you. fancy cupcakes are going to be yours. My bad.
No, that's not going to do it this time.
Well, what do you want?
Can you sing happy birthday to me in your sexy voice?
Hey, I'm at work. What do you want me to do?
Go in the bathroom, then.
When I get home, I will sing you happy half birthday.
No. Right now.
I have no choice in this matter?
No, you don't.
All right, well, you're in luck because there's no one in the office right now, so I'm going to have to make this quick, all right?
Okay, ready.
I can't believe you're making me do this, all right.
Happy half birthday to you. Happy half birthday to you.
Is that enough? Can I stop now?
Keep going. I've only half the song.
Happy half birthday, my little baby. Happy half birthday to you.
Caleb. Caleb.
Who is this?
Well, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You are live on the radio right now, Caleb.
I hope that you're joking.
Actually, no, not joking. We got to let you know. You've been cupcake called. Paige, you want to explain to your husband why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Yeah. First of all, just want to say I love you, babe. However.
What the hell is going on?
This is revenge for what you did to my sister.
Oh, so. Please.
Someone sober.
Revenge for giving your sister presents?
Oh my gosh.
Now listen, if you would have just sent the furniture, but what you wrote on the little note is what makes it a mean joke.
It is not a mean joke. You don't know what my relationship is like with her. We poke fun of each other all the time. Like,
she's actually really upset
if she's
about
that,
it.
If she's that upset about this, she's a bigger baby than I thought.
Oh my gosh!
You the one out here sounding like a whole baby singing half birthdays on the radio.
Yeah, sir.
That's what I gotta do to avoid being in the doghouse, if that's what it takes.
Come on. That's it, Paige.
Yeah, well, now it's recorded. These people are gonna give me the tape of this call, and I have to names.
Aw. Caught feelings. You know what, Paige? Never blow out his candles ever again.
Oh my God!
Jerry! I mean, sometimes.
No.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.